Hello and welcome to my latest match pod review for www.musclub.co.uk. We want Glazers out. Say we want Glazers out. Manchester United back in action in the Premier League against a bogey team, shall I say, against Spurs at the Tottenham Stadium. A Spurs side that has won the last four matches against Manchester United four times in one season. They beat Manchester United, which has to be, I mean, it was, as I've mentioned on this pod before, it was a bad season last season, but losing four times to Spurs was the denouement and probably exactly what Manchester United under the regime deserved, because today they're trying to make sure that they're not beaten for a fifth time on the bounce by Spurs. And to be fair, obviously, the Europa League final was one of the worst football matches ever played, but in a cup final it doesn't matter as long as you get yourself over the line, and fair play to Spurs, they managed to do that. And for United, that has left the season that they have this season one game a week, essentially. I mean, it could have been two if they didn't lose to Grimsby, but hey-ho, Andre Onana's off in Turkey. Apparently, he's doing okay. So hopefully we'll be able to get rid of him for the 20 million we need on the PSR. But obviously, bread and butter in the league. Both sides in the top half of the table in a tight league. You know, a win can push you up a number of places. So, you know, but then, you know, a loss, well, you could easily get overtaken by a lot of other teams who play, obviously, later on. This is the first match of the weekend, so it gets out the way. So it's an important match for both teams. Spurs, who have struggled at home in the league. I did see a stat that in Europe, I think they're unbeaten at the Tottenham Stadium. But in the league, they have really struggled, especially last season. And going into this season, they seem to be much better away from home. So that's a positive for Manchester United. A Manchester United side that is now four games unbeaten. I mean, amazing, I know. I mean, people will say, oh, look at that, they're making progress. I mean, as I say, it just shows the standards and the level of the football club in general. That, you know, there's a hoopla about four games unbeaten. Obviously, there was a hoopla about winning three games on the bounce. As I say, last week, I don't think it was 2 points dropped. I think it was a fair point. But when United when you take the lead in a game, in essentially a 50-50 game, and then just give away goals like they did at the start of the second half. I mean, there are some changes to the team. I don't know if it relates to that. As I say, when you're playing one game a week, you would think that players, you know, there's not necessarily fatigue issues, but obviously the managers may be scrambling around to think what his best 11 is, or maybe what the best 11 for the side he's facing today is. So team today, Lemina in goal. It looks like it's a back three of Maguire, Luke Shaw and De Ligt. I think the last time those three started a game was against Brentford. so that's a slight worry, but obviously you've got to see how the game goes. The wide players are Dorgu and Madwari. Then it's Bruno Fernandes and Casemiro in midfield. So again, a key area. I mean, as I say, we've got one of the slowest midfields in the Premier League, and we've got a very slow sort of spine today. And then the three up front is, I mentioned how I thought maybe Mason Mount will come in. Sesko has been put to the bench, but it's not. It's Diallo will play there because Mazraoui is coming on the right hand side. So it's Diallo. It looks like it's Diallo, Cunha. Well, it's Diallo, Cunha, and Mbeumo is the three further forward. So you probably think it'll be Mbeumo through the middle because he can play the position, but so can Cunha. So, but Diallo would definitely be on the wing. In that situation, I'm just sort of heading to my friend Linda's for the game. I'm a little bit hungover, let's just say that. I've got an 8% cider with me just to maybe just slurp through the match slowly but surely. But we'll see how I feel. Sometimes you feel a bit better after on a hangover when you actually have some alcohol put inside it. But we'll see. We'll see how that pans out. I mean, obviously, in this run of games since the international break, United have sort of won two and drawn one so far. But a defeat today, we will go back to the question marks. Are United actually making any progress? Are they flattering to deceive? As I say, after they beat Brighton, it was, you know, have United turned the corner? They've turned nothing, because they need to do it consistently throughout a number of games through the season. And, you know, I think we can sort of make a better judgment when we sort of get towards essentially the start of January, when sort of games will be coming thick and fast over the Christmas period, and we'll see how Manchester United cope with that. But they need to be getting results. I mean, as I say, drawing last week puts a bit of pressure on this match for Spurs. They put in a dreadful performance against Chelsea, so they'll be hoping they can step right up. And as I say, normally it's Spurs that go somewhere and allow a team to perform and get back on track. But maybe the Manchester United and Spurs have swapped over, because Spurs seem to be beating them far more often than they used to. And United may well be an opportunity for Spurs to get back on track at home. I will be back post-match, hopefully in better spirits than I was after the last time Manchester United and Spurs played. I will get back to you after the game. All over the Tottenham Stadium, it's finished. Spurs 2, Manchester United 2. At least it's not 5 in a row against Spurs. But this is, for me, 2 points dropped for Manchester United. Yes, they got a very, very late equaliser, which makes you think, well, at least they showed the courage to come back into it. But I also think it was it was basically Spurs being Spursy and United being Unitedy. Unfortunately, two very average sides. It was a better game than the Europa League final, I have to say. But United just didn't do enough in that second half, and it was a similar type sort of. Well, the goals came in exactly the same way as in the Forest game. United took the lead in the first half, an excellent header from Mbeumo, and as my friend Linda said, brilliant cross from Ahmad. Some slack defending from Spurs, to be perfectly honest. But brilliant header from Mbeumo from an outstanding cross from Ahmad. Obviously, he was playing in that position a bit further forward. I mean, the first half was pretty even. But to be honest, United looked a bit more incisive, sort of going further forward. They didn't have many shots on goal. They looked more dangerous than Spurs, and you could tell from the crowd, Spurs didn't actually look that dangerous in the first half. And United, whether it was deservedly, took the lead. I think they, like against Forest, if it had finished, you know, at half time, if it was level, I don't think anybody would have had any complaints. But United took their opportunity that they had. Excellent header from Mbeumo from an outstanding, perfectly placed cross from Ahmad. But into the second half, of the first sort of 10-15 minutes of the second half, it was very similar from Spurs. They had a lot of the ball, but they weren't actually making any inroads. United sort of keeping them at arm's length away from the goal. Then they started pushing forward, and Lemens had to make two excellent saves, one from Romero really close in, and then another from Paulini. I mean, some people would say maybe the ball was hit close to him, but you still have to make those saves, and exactly the kind of save that Onana wouldn't have made. Possibly on occasion Barnier, but Barnier, you look at Brentford, Barnier has made saves, but Lemens was excellent in that position, especially after at the start of the game. He gave away a corner ridiculously, just a simple pass back in the first minute, gave Tottenham a little bit of pressure sort of right at the start of the game. So those two excellent saves. And then Spurs had to push forward. And United, unfortunately, what they were doing when they did get the ball and there was a bit of space, they were running into blind alleys. They were running into Tottenham players. They weren't playing simple balls quick enough. They were allowing Spurs to get back into position. And at this point, you're thinking to yourself, United have a goal up, but they need a second goal. And if they do get the second goal, that will demoralise Spurs, and that will be game over. Substitutions were made. Maguire had to be taken off injured. Casemiro went off. Maguire, Cunha, and Casemiro went off. And Yoro came on. Mount and Ugarte. Previously, Sesko had come on for Mazraoui. And that sort of seemed, there seemed to be some imbalance in that midfield, but my purview is that wriggling in the real game war on. They did seem to get tired, which I don't really understand, because they're only playing one game a week. But is it match fitness that they're struggling with? Because obviously they're not getting out on the game, but these are professional footballers. They should be able to last the 90 minutes. But as I say, Casemiro was essentially doing a one-man show, and Ugarte was having to do a one-man show because Bruno Fernandes was having one of those games where, well, let's just say you could pretty much see that he was not a midfielder. I mean, there was one point where he put in an absolutely shocking tackle. It wasn't even an attempt. I mean, he just tried to stick his foot in when basically you go all in as a midfielder. And Spurs did score, but thankfully Richarlison mistimed his pass, and Brendan Johnson, a scourge of Manchester United, scored, but he was offside, thankfully, at that point. And as it says, we sort of moved closer and closer into the last 10 minutes. United still had opportunities with the ball, but just couldn't. They just couldn't work out how to just sort of get into decent space to pass the ball out. And they were giving the ball away as usual. And as I say, with the way they play with the two midfielders, you have to be able to keep the ball well. And as I say, the longer it was going on, as I say, I saw Spurs last week against Chelsea, then they were shocking. But Chelsea were keeping the ball. They were keeping Spurs at arms. They were allowing Spurs to get further and further closer to the box. And then Spurs did break out a crossing on the left-hand side. And Tell, with a lovely first touch, De Ligt tried to get close to him from the turn, but the ball did deflect. He got a touch on it, but it deflected its goal. A little bit unlucky, but fair play to Tell. He's having a shot at goal. Look at Casemiro's goal against Brighton. He has the shot. It's going nowhere. Deflection, goal. This is it. You have to take that opportunity. So fair play to him. Fair play to Spurs in that way. Then United did push further up the pitch. Lovely inside pass from Mason Mount to Benjamin Sesko. But Van de Ven just got to the ball first. Sesko actually had to go off. United had made all their subs because Dorgu had come off for Dalot at that point. So United were playing sort of the last sort of couple of minutes for stoppage time with 10 men. And as I say, it didn't look good. It looked innocuous. And I always think innocuous ones means something something that's going to keep you out for quite a long time. So as I say, Van de Ven with that last ditch challenge. And he seemed to stumble, Sesko. And I don't know whether he pulled, whether it was an ankle or thigh or a knee. He was holding his knee at one point, but was he just holding his knee? Because while he was sat on the ground, and there was sort of stretching of the leg. So let's see what's happened there. And then, as you would expect, Spurs go up the pitch to score. Clearance from a corner. A shot, I think it was from Matthias Tell, I'd say, who got the equaliser. And then good play from Richarlison to sort of just head it into the net. He knew exactly what he was doing. Ugarte was too far back. He was trying to get out to keep Richarlison offside, but he'd found himself way too close to the goal. I was trying to run out, but Richarlison with the flick header 2 minutes into stoppage time, and it looked like that was it. Basically, United again had thrown away the opportunity for a victory. And as I say, against Forest got two early goals in that second half. This was Spurs getting two later goals, but United just didn't really take the game by the scruff of the neck when they were goal up to get that second goal. I mean, Benjamin Bruno, he did do his classic thing of running through it. His classic Bruno run through the middle, controlled it beautifully, but unfortunately his finish wasn't the same, and he skewed his finish wide. But United did get a corner late on, an actual decent corner from Bruno Fernandes. His previous ones hadn't even cleared the first man. Header from De Ligt at the back post, headed into the net. The keeper probably should have saved it, to be fair. And United escaped with a point. And, you know, fair play, they got back into the game. But it's those little, you know, it's fine margins. United should have actually sealed the game before. They should have actually taken control of the game when Spurs were getting more and more demoralised by the fact that they couldn't get the goal. And as I say, you think of Lemens, who's made two excellent saves to stop Spurs getting the equaliser. And then he's sort of let down to some extent. It's obviously there's concerns around the defence letting in a couple of goals. But I also think part of the issue is the midfield. The midfield is not covering the areas that it needs to cover. They are too slow. And Bruno Fernandes had a poor game. We need Bruno Fernandes has had, by his standards, a poor season. And he's looking a weak link. I mean, people saying Casemiro's gone off, United have struggled furthermore. That's part of the problem. The fact that we're having to rely on Casemiro is a massive problem, because he's doing a better job in midfield than Bruno Fernandes is every day of the week. Because he really struggling, as I've said before. My personal view, it's either two out of three of Ugarte, Casemiro and Mainoo As you two in midfield, and then Bruno Fernandes can play in a position further forward. We'll have to see what the situation is with Cesco. We may not have a striker for a number of games. Obviously, we've got Xerxes as well, who is an option. So we'll have to see what the situation is with Cesco. As I say, I don't know anything about the extent of the injury, but I always think innocuous ones where not much has happened. And it seems to be a bit of a stumble. I always worry about those types of injuries because it's not like it's like something has gone sort of just in a very sort of subtle way, and that could be a major issue for Manchester United. As I say, they have players who can play up front, but they don't really have a number nine. As I say, it seems to be Cunha that was playing in that position before Cesco came on. But they'd say he didn't have his greatest of games either. He seemed to just be running down blind alleys. When he did get the ball, when maybe the simpler pass would have been better. As I say, he could always run through players. And sort of Spurs, as the game went on, they did get better. But United, it was like they were trying to hold on. United not good enough to do that. They've not got the players to do that. It's not like the United of old that could play, be a bit scratchy in performance, but see the game out, because they had players at key moments that would step up, especially in midfield. They'd be doing the running, and they'd be making sure that Spurs don't get opportunities to basically just run through the centre of the pitch, which is a massive issue. And obviously, United will have to look at sorting that out. Obviously, now we go into the international break. I mean, 8 points from the four matches, two wins, two draws from three away matches, and difficult away matches at Liverpool. Well, one massively difficult at Liverpool. So possibly it's a good 8 points, but United could have had more points. In this Premier League, it's so tight. There are five teams on 18 points when we looked at the table. The matches, it's like later in the evening now, but other matches are going on. So pretty much, draws ain't going to cut it. But wins will push you right up that table quickly. And it puts pressure on other teams. United now do not play until they play Everton on Monday night on the 24th. We're hoping to get Dennis on. Dennis was sending, I'm going to say abusive messages, but messages showing his bitterness against Manchester United. He said he was like, get in when Spurs equalised, then bang, average United. He was hospitality apparently at the Everton game today. They won today. I think it was 2-0 from what I saw. So you should be getting Dennis on before and after the game. I'm going to the game, but I plan to be around at Dennis's before, and then probably down the pub afterwards. I've taken the morning off work the next day for a couple of beers, so we'll probably have Dennis coming on for a bit of chat anyway. But as I say, for me, 2 points dropped because United were in a position where they could see this game out, and unfortunately they crumbled. As I say, they got the point back. They got a point back, and then, as was said, it's better to not lose. If you're not going to win, it's better to not lose. But when you have opportunities in this Premier League where everyone can beat anybody, pretty much, Arsenal were losing last time I looked today to newly promoted Sunderland. So, I don't know what the score is now, but it was about sort of into the second half. So at half time they were losing. So, in this Premier League, you've got to, when you have the opportunity to take the points, you need to take them. Chelsea did it last week. Obviously, they played better than United did. And to be honest, Spurs were worse. But was that Chelsea making sure that Spurs were bad throughout the whole game? So, when there was talk, we were watching the post-match, and they were talking about, there's probably a fifth place will get you the Champions League, the way the English clubs are in Europe this season. And they were talking about, Owen Hargreaves said United, Crouch said Spurs, which you could understand, but it's a coin toss. But they have a lot of other teams that are up there. Arguably Sunderland are in there. Bournemouth have been outstanding this season, you don't take things for granted. And when you have the opportunity, you have to make sure that you take them. And people can say United are building towards that. But you know what? An extra 4 points, or at least an extra 2 points for Manchester United today, it pushes you further up that table, and takes a bit less pressure off the next match. As I say, they'll be playing on the Monday night against Everton. They might be down in the bottom half of the table because it's that tight in the league. As I say, at least our goal difference is still positive. So we'll see how things pan out post the international break. But two wins, two draws, a decent return, especially after that Brentford game, which was a shock, as I say. Still, how it wasn't a red card for the penalty, I'll never know. But They've sort of bounced back from that. Three wins, two draws, but they need to get back on the winning track against Everton when they return after the international break. So, as always, thanks for listening. All pods up at www.mufcglobal.co.uk, up at various podcast platforms such as Spotify, Podbean, Listen Notes, Podchaser, PCast, search MUFC Global, and it will come up. So, international break now. So a nice relaxing couple of weeks. Let's see where we're back, where they are back, where they are at after the international break. See what the situation is with Sesko. Harry Maguire did go off injured. I mean, the manager mentioned he had to take Casemiro off. So I don't know if that's a case of Casemiro was too tired or Casemiro had an injury. We'll have to wait and see. Obviously, Mainu wasn't even in the squad today. He had a minor injury. So, yeah, maybe injury FC is coming back, which is a worry, but at least we've got a break now, and they need to get themselves back on track soon. As I say, Everton at home next, then it's a difficult game at Crystal Palace before it's a midweek round against West Ham, and then Wolves on a Monday night. So yeah, we'll see how things pan out. So as always, thanks for listening, and we'll be back after the international break with Everton, big bad Dennis, bitter Dennis. Hopefully we'll get him on, and maybe he'll tell the truth for once about his hatred of Manchester United, and his love of Liverpool as well as Everton, of course, Mr. Merseyside, as I call him. Anyway, thanks for listening, and I will return.